for your black.
It's time, word. Bird's timing. It's time, man.
One on the radio, since the 6 o'clock blitz.
To let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm gonna make sure.
Warm it up, gang. 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 Warm it up.
We are the wind and jump bird sound. You cannot cross the border. Cause we are clan body. You will come and they kill you already. And you and your follow around. There is no form of threat to we call when it comes to lyrics. We have it. So
time goes by, and I for it not. We in this together, son, your beef is mine. So long as the sun shines to light up the sky. We in this together, son, your beef is mine.
Clap at your soldiers, sober that lean. It's soldier killer.
I get it.
Yeah.
Greater Vancouver, what's the science? It's your host.
Bye.
What you gonna do when the guard touch
the mic?
Science, guy.
What's going on, party people?
Yo, man, it's your host, Supreme Freedom, aka Hard Body Dreams.
Guilty Black, right here, brilliance illuminating another conscious knowledge.
And we got the infamous DJ Digital on the decks. What's the science, Digi?
The one and the two.
Just here chilling, you know?
Just chilling. The sun don't chill a lot.
Because he hot.
You know what I'm saying?
Because it's hot.
Because it's hot.
Make it hot.
Oh, come on. The world is filled with business. I just talking about.
But the ones I know make it hot.
The world is mine.
Can't you see?
I'm just trying to be
all I can be. Make it hot.
Now first comes that cash, then came that.
Oh, no, Diddy Billy.
Oh, man. All those classic joints, you know what I mean? How does that feel?
I know, man. You know, and every time you listen to them now, you just got that feeling, right? Sometimes, you know, but I mean, hey, man, music is universal, you know what I'm saying? And the kick and the snare. You know what I mean? That's mm-hmm. what you hear, right? Mm-hmm. You know, homie didn't make the beat. You know, so, like, does a good beat get destroyed because of, you know, what's on top of it or who's on top of it, right?
Mm.
You know, or is the beat still fresh? I don't know. How do we look at this, you know? What do you think, Digi?
I think the music's fine. I like music.
And it's more about the artist, right?
I just, you know, it's sound for me. I'm not... looking at all that. I just hear the music.
Okay.
He doesn't
okay.
care about their personal life.
The politics. Keep the politics out of it, boys. So hard body dreams, supreme freedom. Who we got in the house tonight, my brother?
Yo, we got a special guest in the building coming through. Locahontas, very popular local Latina indigenous artist, man. And she's gonna light up the station tonight with her essence. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. We're just waiting for her presence right now. You know what I'm saying? We're just waiting for her presence. But hey, man, everybody got a little bit of Lord Hill in them, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
You know, that's all love, too. You know what I'm saying? We just clowning out here, you know what I mean?
Look, man, one order, what do, man? We want to put other people on, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what it's about, you know what I mean? When you got an opportunity, you know, you get put on and you can put other people on, that's what it's about. That's equality. That's sharing. That's the gift that keeps on giving.
That is the gift that keeps on giving, you know? And it's a good one, right? We don't know about the negative one, you know, right? We don't want none of that around here. But I mean, we want to pump everybody up around here. We want to create a culture out here. We want to create a scene. You know, everybody should get along, right? And if they don't, well, hey, man, the competition. Let's see who has the best tracks, man. You know, let's see who makes the crowd pop.
Let the fans decide.
Let the fans, let the people decide. You know, if you really want to be the people's champ, the people will tell you, you know. They will let you know for sure.
Yeah, you know, when it comes to culture, right, you know, culture is a way of life. And, you know, you need people to have a culture. You know what I'm saying? You need people, right?
You need people for a nation, right?
Absolutely.
Doesn't exist without the community. Doesn't exist without the village. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Doesn't exist without the city, my brother.
And everybody playing their part. You know what I'm saying? We having technical difficulties again with this thing here. Go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I mean, playing the part, and that's the thing, you know, like wherever you can get in, right? Get in where you fit in, you know? That's why the term get in where you fit in, and it doesn't have to be a bad thing, you know? Get in where you fit in, right? You know, if you're a hair designer, you know, if you're a makeup artist, you know, you're a pianist, right? You play cello. You get in wherever, you know? Music's for everybody, man. You know, it soothes the soul and saves the soul, right? You know? I really want us to get in some spoken word next year, though, you know? And if anybody's out there who really likes the spoken word or they got some stuff, man, you know, definitely. In the house.
That's all right.
We got Loka Hontas in the house.
Hi.
Grab your headset.
Yeah. And who we got with you? Who's the big man? Who's the bodyguard?
It's Tiago Vasquez. That's
Bay. Tiago Vasquez? Yo, my man. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. We'll get you a proper chair if you want there, you know? Yeah, so we got Loka Hontas in the house, my man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thanks for coming on the show.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. I just thought I was running a little bit late. I had to feed the kid, you know?
Mommy duties, huh?
Boy or girl?
Boy, he's 14.
14?
Yeah.
14! Man, he's spoiled, man. I remember having to make my own dinner at 14.
Yeah, I know, yeah. He just needs some help with that, but.
He's spoiled, man. That's good. Mommy's a good mommy. That's good. That's awesome, man.
That's peace. So how you feeling right now?
I'm good. I'm happy to be here. Yeah, thank you for inviting me out.
Absolutely.
How are you guys?
Oh, man. We good. We pumped. We ready. We excited. And I'm just trying to get the camera properly set up for y'all. So, I'm so excited to get into some questions, you know what I mean? And, you know, like I said, man, this is One Order Radio 6 o'clock Blitz. We're here every Wednesdays from 6 to 8 p.m. playing the hottest hip-hop music on the planet. You know what I'm saying? From the old school to the new school and everything in between. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? And we like to, you know, showcase artists that are, you know, coming up in the game. You know, male, female, you know what I'm saying? And it's always great for the listeners to check out, you know, dope talent that's in the city, you know what I'm saying? So before we get into this, let's start the playlist and we're gonna come back and we're gonna start this interview.
All right.
Forgive me for my sins, bent on my knees, fleeing to be heavenly cleansed. Said the Holy Ghost changed the ways and actions of men. When I stood, I felt the same as if I just walked in. I was 12 at the time, hell nines, hell mines. A frail mind, criminal thoughts, well
designed and the older gods put me on. On how to rock this, maintain 360, Lord, and live prosperous. This jewel is priceless, keep your cipher righteous. Bear in mind, God, some of your own one like this. I'm mentally scarred, recuperating from a brazier. Fooled by interpretations made from a traitor. It's in my nature, I was taught that's the first law. Obtain the food, clothing, and the shelter that I search for. Fire in my eyes is how deserves call. What hurts more, the fact that we still dirt poor. In hard times, force crimes out of honest man. And most fiends to see the so-called promised land. Son of man, knowledge, wisdom, and understand that it's time to take matters in our own hands.
The power of God's in you.
Showing proof.
The power of God's in you.
Showing proof.
The power of God's in you.
Showing proof.
Showing proof. The time has come through. Chosen few.
The world can't escape sin. I'm facing master's gun on the plantation. Sing songs from home, yet I'm still caged in. Cause 9,000 miles is such a long way to swim. And many died trying to survive the next mile. Families was raped, enslaved, and exiled. I learned it as a child. Knowledge be the key to unlock your brain and set your mind stay free. It's true, the times come through. Chosen few showing proof. The power of God's in you. Or remain a savage in pursuit of happiness. Who lack truth, love, and peace. Complete the package. The fact is, 5 out of 100 know the truth. The wisdom might blow the roof when shown and proved.
The power of God's in you.
Showing proof.
The power of God's in you.
Showing proof.
The power of God's in you.
Showing proof.
Showing proof. The time has come through. Chosen few must show.
Through the course of time, we were dumb, deaf, and blind. Now we on the incline, built with one mind. Came a long way, but yet we still far behind. So uplift the mind, God, wise and shine. I speak to the black, brown, and yellow seed. My fellow breed, all race, colors, and creed. Search for the knowledge, use science and math. And be queens and kings like the centuries past. The devil tried to fool my people, said we was equal, but I believe him. When my coach, you see freedom. You beat him with the positive thoughts, you don't need him. Leave him in the dirt, let the blood suck and see him.
The power of God's in you.
Showing proof.
The power of God's in you.
Showing proof.
The power of God's in you.
Showing proof.
Showing proof. The time has come through. Chosen few must show and prove. The power of God's in you.
Showing proof.
The power of God's in you.
Showing proof.
The power of God's in you.
And I embark in bliss, might just rob him blind, is at the parting gift. When the guy went behind, see I darted quick, it wasn't hard to find, he had no heart in it. I keep track of signs, cause I'm an archivist, but the sun still shine, ain't it marvelous? I need the man, not the boy who ain't grown. I walk with honor despite what you've shown. I do what you do better on my own. Thanks for confirming what I always known. You get the message, so leave me alone. Bother calling, I'm blocking your phone. Better believe me when I say I'm gone. Love is the motto, you don't set that tone. For the clarity, I pray that man find some peace and some therapy. Go on my way, no way, he ain't tearing me down. No, 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 he ain't.
up, get a good sleep, place a joint when I wake up, vibing to some music while I put on my makeup, pay no mind, neither cry, about a breakup, here's the taste of your own medicine, your whole life you've been menacing, far from a gentleman, far too many skeletons, take a dose of estrogen from this divine feminine, drop you like it's hot on the spot, then I'm blessed again, then I'm blessed again.
I know that my Savior lives, and at the end, he will stand on this earth. My flesh may be destroyed, yet from this body, I will see God. Yes, I will see him for myself, and I long for that moment. Grandma, I really miss you, and it ain't been the same. I drop a tear when I hear your name. Mariella Holloway, why you gotta be so far away? Used to say, don't worry, it's gonna be okay. But it ain't, it's like when you left, you took the Lord with you. Why couldn't I come when he came to get you? Damn, I really miss you. I had to say it again. I remember the time when I was like 10. Crept up in the neighbor's yard, yeah, being hard-headed. You told me I would get it, you said it. And boy, did I get it. But after you spanked me, you hugged me, kissed me on my forehead, told me that you love me. And I saw that it hurt you more than it hurt me. I thought, how bad could this hurt be? I know now, that's why it's only done out of love. What I wouldn't give for one more hug from Grandma.
Baby, it's gonna be okay.
Oh, yes,
she used to tell me that.
Baby, it's gonna be okay.
Everything. I really miss hearing.
Baby, it's gonna be okay.
It will be okay.
She used to tell me that.
Baby, it's gonna be okay.
It's
I really miss hearing.
What I'm about to say, a couple of family members is gonna hate me. But I'ma let you know what's been going on lately. Now you know since you left, a lot of things with your kids done changed.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Jackie's still crazy. Don't know what's up with James. Ain't seen Jerry in a while. You know he walked like you. And Renee's back in jail. You know she talked like you. Ricula's doing real good now. She working. Rhonda's still running around. Tricking, jerking. Buckeye's bugging. He done lost his mind. And Jarvis, back out of jail. Doing fine. Collie, he done changed. It ain't all about self. It's for my father. Well, that's something else. But that's my dog, the oldest grandmother down. My great-grandmother, making a lot of trips out of town. But that's a good thing. And if I could only hear you sing once more, how long the comfort it would bring.
Baby, everything's gonna be okay.
Yes, it will.
She used to tell me that.
Baby, it's gonna be okay. Everything will now be okay.
I really
okay.
Miss hearing.
Baby, it's gonna be okay.
Baby,
it's gonna be
she used to tell
okay.
Me that.
Right.
You
left behind a mother, 11 kids, 11 grandkids. And since then, two of your grandkids done had kids. I had a boy named Tacoma, Xavier's brother. That's right, Xavier made you a great-grandmother. I thank you for the best times of my life. I thank you for when you first met her, accepting and loving my wife. I thank you for those Sunday dinners, they were vital. I thank you for my life, I thank you for the Bible. I thank you for the songs that you sang in the morning.
Amazing grace.
I thank you for the two beatings you gave me. Cause I know somewhere along the line, the lesson I learned from them two beatings saved me. When you died, I cried like a baby. I begged the Lord to take me. Cause no one else could give me what you gave me. But life, like everything, comes to an end. I pray I go to heaven to see you again. Amen.
It will be.
Baby, it's gonna be okay.
Don't you know?
She used to tell me that.
Baby, it's gonna be okay.
Everything will be okay.
I really miss hearing.
Peace.
Man, city, make some noise. We got Loca Hannes in the building. We got Tiago in the building. We got Guilty Black in the building. We got Digital in the building. We got Hard Body in the building. Fucking toast. Just, pardon. Demolition Man. I be feeling like Wesley in Demolition Man. You know what I mean? Sometimes I be feeling like Wesley.
Ah, crashing out, eh?
You know what I mean? Yo, you know, you got Stallones out there trying to, you know, stop you from shining. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yo, Wesley Snipes was he was a mastermind in that. You know what I mean? So, yo, shout out to Wesley, man. I know they trying to get you for evading your taxes and whatnot, but
that's old news, man.
Yeah, I know. Apparently, he likes to come to Vancouver and party. You know what I'm saying?
I heard he was out here when he was hiding.
Yeah.
DJing and things.
Y'all snitching on brothers. Man, what's going on?
That's old news, man. That's old news, man.
Yo, man.
It's dreadlock week.
What do you say? Is this dreadlock week?
Having to wear his dread, his fake dreads and stuff.
Was he?
Oh, yeah. But disguise and stuff.
Oh, man.
He had that American Jamaican accent, you know?
Oh,
yo, man. Wagwan.
Yo, he's a midget too, ain't he? He's short, right? He's short. He's like 5'5", 5'6".
I think he's a little taller than that, isn't he? From what I remember.
Yo.
Yeah, that's right.
Man, that wasn't that good, man. Honestly, you brought it up, so I'm just going to have to bomb it. Because, yo, man, you can't do Blade like that. You know what I mean? Like, the way that they did Blade in that. It just seems so soft, you know? Like, he was so soft.
It's a different era.
Yo, man, that whole... I don't even want to get into that movie because there's just too many subliminal messages in that movie. And it's just... But, you know.
So who we got in the house, bro?
Yo, we got Loka Honest in the building right now. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Yeah. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Well, I got lots of stuff coming up.
Let's talk about it. So you just recently dropped the album called what?
Angel on Demon Time.
Okay. Now what's the thought behind that name of the album?
So these songs, to be honest with you, I was like so nervous to put this album out because I felt like I had outgrown a lot of these songs, and when I wrote them, I was like in a different place in my life. I was like living a very different life. So Angel on Demon Time is like, I'm a good person, but I'm doing some bad things. Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's common with how life is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's funny because there's, you know, bad people who do bad things, you know? Mm-hmm. And there's good people who do bad things too sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so I like the concept because it's the duality, you know what I'm saying? Like the good and the bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely, Demon Time is, you know, it's a hot word that's been around for a little bit, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, a lot of artists out there, they like to glorify it. So, in your words, how do you see Demon Time?
I just see it as like... Like the darkness is taking over, and that's like that's how I felt when I was writing it. A lot of like my mindset in that time, like it is very different than what it is now, where I was like living in a lot of darkness and a lot of darkness surrounding me.
And so, when did you start working on this project?
I probably wrote the first song. Like over 2 years ago. So I've been working on it for like, I didn't even know it was gonna be an album. It just kind of happened that way. And then originally I was just gonna throw a bunch of stuff together and call it an album, and I just didn't like it. I took some things out and I just realized I needed it to have a theme. And then I realized that I had like about like 4 or 5 songs already that are kind of the same theme. So I just went with it.
And how many tracks you got on the album?
There's 7 songs on it. Yeah.
Okay. Seven songs.
I know some people would argue that's an EP, but if you upload it on DistroKid, it says it's an album. So
yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt. And I mean, you know, DistroKid is good, man. Shout out to DistroKid. You know what I'm saying? Like, it definitely gives people who, you know, don't have that label access and like the, you know, all of the jewels that come with being on a label, as well as, you know, some of the stuff that's not. But you know what I'm saying? Distro allows, you know, individual artists, you know, indie artists to like be able to get their music out there.
So
have you found that DistroKid has been very helpful for you?
I feel like it's pretty easy to use, to be honest. And I forgot about like the little payouts that you get, so I checked it recently, and so the first song I ever dropped was like 2 years ago. And so it's like worked itself up to $100 over like 2 years. I'm like, I'll take it. So
no doubt, no doubt.
I'm waiting on a check right now.
sweet.
Yo, you know, that's the thing with Spotify, man. You're getting paid like, what is it? 0.0025 or something?
1.4.
It's like, man, like, you know. And it's kind of unfortunate, right? Because it's kind of one of those, you know, again, going back to the Valeria aspect. It's like, okay, well, if you know, people want to know you, you need to have your stuff on the streaming. But, you know, also, it's important to have your own platform, you know what I'm saying, where you can also sell your music, you know what I mean, to your personal fans, right? So is that something that you're looking at doing in the future?
I don't know too much about it. I'd have to like look at that, but yeah, I'm definitely interested in that for sure. Yeah.
And so how long you been rapping for?
I've been rapping like probably since I'm 31 now, so like 10 years. Yeah. But like when I started, it was just like freestyling, and I was just so terrible. Like so slow, like offbeat, didn't even tell a story, just trying to rhyme random words. But my homie was like, yo, you're good, you should keep doing it, and you should start writing. So I did, and I started writing like maybe like 7 years ago, and then for years I didn't put nothing out, I never recorded. Homies were like, yo, you need to record, you need to start like actually doing it. So finally, like a couple years ago, and then I just fell in love, and it was just like that natural high.
Ain't nothing like the high of performing, man.
Ain't nothing like the high of making music, right?
Yeah. When you're like, oh, that sounds dope. Or like when you're writing and you're like, oh, yeah, that's dope.
It's very self-fulfilling, right?
Yeah.
And to see your thoughts come out into the world, right?
Into existence.
You know
sure.
what I'm saying? Like,
for
really, sure. You taking it from knowledge to born and making it, you know, so that everybody else can experience it, right? And, you know, I think, you know, as a, you know, we always talk about this on the show, you know, it's so important to be original, you know what I mean? And what do you think makes you stand out as a female artist? Because my perspective is like, what I see with a lot of mainstream female artists now, it's like, they all trying to sell sex, you know what I'm saying? Like, they trying to
sell what?
Sex.
Sex?
Yeah, they trying to sell sex, you know what I'm saying?
Well, sex sells.
Guilty always says that.
I hate the breaking.
Okay, here we go, right? Guilty out again.
You know, well, I would say that a lot of people, they talk a lot of smack, like with their lyrics, and a lot of it isn't true. But like, I'd say like 95% of the things I write are true. Like everything, or has happened, or it was real. You know, when it comes to like sexuality, yeah, experiences. And this album isn't just like, this is just like one small part of Locahontas. You know, I feel like me, like, you know, girls can do certain baddie things and they stick to that. And they stick to this, the sex sells stuff. But, and then there's like really conscious rappers, and they just rap about conscious shit. Like, I feel like I can do both. Excuse my language. I feel like I can do both. So, yeah.
So, what are some of your influences?
My favorite female artists, I would say are Bia, Know the Product. Do you know Cash Doll? I feel like she's really underrated.
I think I heard of Cash Doll. I definitely know Bia. I'm in London.
Like for modern day, yeah. But you know who, like, I always say who really inspires me are like my friends. Like that, when I hear my friends do something dope, then it makes me want to do something dope too. You know, so yeah.
That's good. That's where you get your inspiration from. It's good to have good people around you and you can feed off them, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, makes you a better artist. It pushes you and it also pushes them, right?
Yeah.
What? So when you were younger, like, what kind of music did you listen to?
I listened to Missy Elliott, Eve. Yeah, like a lot of R&B. I also grew up on a lot of rock. My mom was like, my dad and my mom were like sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
Okay, let's go. Let's talk about the rock and roll. I know Guilty love that rock and roll.
I love that rock and roll. Oh, man. I love that rock and roll.
Listen to hip hop, like, yeah.